What's up, everybody? This is Bammo from the KJ Podcast. I'll make this intro short and sweet. I have an Instagram at Bammo.KJ. I'll say that again, at Bammo.KJ. Now, if you look at my highlights section in my profile, you'll find all my other social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. If you haven't followed me on there, make sure you follow me to get information about this podcast. Now, the platforms I'm currently on are YouTube, SoundCloud, and CastBox. If you want to go follow me on there, go ahead so you don't have to use YouTube. Now, welcome to the new episode of the KJ Podcast. What is up, guys? So, on the new episode of the KJ Podcast, again, I have my friend, really good friend, Andrew Morton. So, introduce yourself, man.
I'm Andrew. I'm a senior in high school. I play a lot of video games, and that's basically all I do.
You said that the last intro.
Yeah, sure did.
Question. When you answer this question, be careful because some people ain't gonna like you afterwards.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
The guy in our class? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Trump. Yes or no?
I'm personally not a fan of Trump.
Okay.
I don't really like him. I don't hate people who like him, right? Because that's just what they believe, but...
Yeah. So, why? Why do you not like him? Is this his presidential style, or is it his... the way he goes about the daily life of Donald Trump?
He's done some shady things before. I don't like the fact that he still, like, runs all of his businesses as the president, because it can create, like, conflicts of interest.
That is true, right?
So there's also, I don't like some of his foreign policies and, like, the border wall thing, I'm not a fan of.
Why?
Because it won't do a whole lot, right? Because if you...
Alright, so, on the episode with Jimmy.
Yeah.
He said the wall is a good thing because he says it stops illegal immigrants from taking our jobs. Like, the jobs of the lower class. So... what do you have to say on that?
The thing with the wall is the majority of illegal immigrants come here legally, like with a visa, but then they overstay their work visa. So they aren't stealing the jobs necessarily most of the time. Not all the time. Some of the times they will. But a lot of the time they'll just keep the jobs that they would have otherwise have finished already and gone back.
Okay, so...
and having a wall isn't going to stop, like, these people flying here with the visas.
That's true. So, all right... Alright, what did he say? So, do you like him as a person?
Not really. He's done some, like,
bad things.
Yeah, there's been a lot of, like, messed up things he said. Like, meaning on sexual assault type stuff. Kinda.
Alright, so, alright. Do you think he should be able to use Twitter?
I don't think he should not be allowed to use Twitter. I don't like how he uses it and how much he uses it personally.
So you think he should be censorshipped?
I don't even necessarily think he should be censored. I just think a lot of the stuff he says could come back to, like, bite him in the butt. I feel like it's better for himself to not do it. You know what I mean?
That is true. All right, so I'm going to say something on that topic. It's, you know the comedian Kevin Hart, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he... I don't want... all right. Don't quote me on this, but I think it was the Oscars?
Maybe.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
So, it was some award show. He wasn't allowed to host because of some comment somebody found years later.
Yeah, he said something about, like, gay people or something, right?
He made a joke about gay people. Now, what's your opinion on past events haunting you?
I feel like people change, right? And I feel like, as a comedian, making jokes about gay people... because he makes jokes about everyone. I've heard him make jokes about gay people, straight people, white people, black people. It's not like he's discriminatory about it. He doesn't just pick certain people that he doesn't like, right?
Yeah.
And it was also a long time ago, right?
That was the start. That was pretty much like around where he started his career, so it's going to be different.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2020 elections.
2020
Who
elections.
Who do you have for 2020 elections, man?
I am one. If he gets the primary, I'm voting for Bernie Sanders.
100%. Bernie Sanders. Yeah. Why Bernie Sanders?
I feel like we need the social programs, kind of, that he's offering. A lot of people say, like, he's a communist, which is genuinely just untrue, right? Because he's running under...
they're saying why, this is my theory, the reason why they're saying communist is because people think of him as a real threat. They think he will take over Donald Trump reign, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, with Bernie Sanders, do you think he will be a good president?
Like, yeah, absolutely. Okay. He knows politics well. He's been a politician for a long time. And the thing with him being like a communist, right? Because he's running under what? Democratic socialism? That ideology is a capitalist ideology. It's basically what we have now, except we would spend more money on, like, probably less on military, and we'd probably tax, like, the people making an insane amount of money a little bit more, and we'd spend money so we don't have these, like, outrageous healthcare prices and insane education prices and stuff.
Okay,
like that.
So on the healthcare topic, do you think if America could, I'm not saying they could because we're in serious debt.
Yeah.
Do you think they should move to Canada's healthcare system? Because they're free, but the one downside about having free healthcare is because it's jam-packed.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think?
I hear that a lot from, like, people in America. It's rare that you ever hear, like, someone from Canada where it's free, or France, or, like, all these other countries where it's, like, better like that, actually talk about it being bad. I always hear them, like, I've only heard it a few times, like, in a negative light from them. So I feel like it's more likely that it'll be good. And I also feel like a good, like, middle ground would be to have, like, government-funded, free hospitals that provide really good care, but then still allow people to, like, have these private hospitals.
Yeah.
That if you don't want to use the free one, if you're, like, able to afford the, like, actual one, you can go do that.
So, why not the other people, though?
Why not the other,
like, the other
candidates?
Yeah, other candidates, like, not just Bernie.
Trump, we've already talked about, not a fan of him, like, the reasons I stated before.
Yeah.
The other Democratic ones, Joe Biden, just all around acts kind of creepy. If you've seen some of the videos of him, like, around kids, it's kind of weird. And he's voted on some acts in the past that I was against that Bernie Sanders didn't vote for.
Yeah.
And the same goes for basically all the other candidates.
Okay, so I'm about to say two candidates that have some meaning to this topic.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's this guy, Mike Yang, or no, Andrew Yang.
Yeah.
I would say he's the Donald Trump, he's like a Donald Trump of Democrats, because he's a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
He's a businessman, straightforward. So, what's wrong with him? Do you not know anything about him, or just...
I haven't seen a whole lot of him talking. He's been speaking out against, like, stuff at the Democratic debates. Like, he claims that they turned off his mic. I really don't know how true that is. But I honestly don't know an insane amount about Andrew Yang. He, like you said, he's a businessman, and that always kind of scares me a little bit, right?
You want a mix between a businessman and a...
Politician,
and a... a people person.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You don't want to have just one or the other. You don't want to have a businessman. You don't want to have just a politician. You don't want to have a people person, because you want to have somebody who knows a little bit about each and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with Andrew Yang, he's a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess he's a people person. I never really pay attention that much into him.
Yeah.
But he's not a politician.
Yeah.
He's only going into there because I think he saw his big brother, in a sense, Donald Trump, is also a businessman, go up there and become president.
Yeah.
So I think he can become. All right, the next candidate I'm about to talk about is Mike Bloomberg. He was the mayor of New York when 9/11 happened.
Mm-hmm.
So why not Mike Bloomberg?
I gotta be completely honest. I don't know basically anything about Mike Bloomberg.
Okay, so Mike Bloomberg... All right, I'm going to his defense because I either will go through Mike Bloomberg or Bernie Sanders when I do vote, because I do encourage y'all to vote when it comes down to election time. Mike Bloomberg, he helped New York through one of the most worst... crisis ever, the terrorist attacks on 9/11. So then there you can tell he's a people person, because he kept people from not going into chaos.
He already has. What do you call it? He's a politician because he was mayor at some point.
Yeah.
Now a businessman. He is a businessman because he has created jobs. Well, he has his own company that created jobs.
Yeah.
For millions of people in New York. Now, that's just my opinion. From what you heard me say, do you think he's still a good guy?
He seems like he'd be all right. I like the fact that he was there in such like a big time of crisis because I feel like it'll give him more experience in that kind of thing. Like if America's ever in a big crisis like that again,
yeah,
that any other candidate won't really have because they weren't in that position.
That is true. I feel like Andrew Yang would just be scared.
Yeah,
I feel like Donald Trump, he would be scared because he doesn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Mike Bloomberg, he knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, next one. Gun policy, because this is a really...
Yeah.
This is a really tough subject, especially for where we live.
Yeah.
Because people like shooting guns where we live.
Yeah.
Now, what's your opinion?
I've shot guns before, and they're really fun. And as an adult, I'm probably going to buy one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But overall, I know I can be trusted with them. But
yes.
There's very few people besides myself that I know can be trusted with them. And so I'm very wary about other people being able to buy them. Uh-huh. And I also know that I can't just be like, oh yeah, only I'm allowed to get them. Because that's not how it works.
All right. My views on this topic of gun control or gun safety is I think the guns should be restricted a little bit tighter than it is now.
Yeah.
The reason why I say that is because just anybody nowadays can get a gun.
Yeah.
Legally or illegally. So I think they should crack down on illegal guns. Mm-hmm. That's foremost, the most important thing right now. And for restriction wise, I think they should do more mental checks, more background checks.
Yeah.
And they should raise the price just a tiny bit more. Now, with the background checks when it comes to guns, because I know earlier you said a person can change. When it comes to that topic, what do you think now?
When it comes to, like, a felon owning a gun, because I feel like people can change.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case. So if we allow these people who have in the past committed these violent crimes and stuff, I feel like just to be safer, they shouldn't be able to. And that's how it is now, I believe. If you're convicted of a felony, you're not able to buy one.
Yes.
And I honestly agree with that. And I think that should be kept in place as is.
Uh-huh. So you don't think there shouldn't be any added restrictions?
I feel like they need to add restrictions to it, for sure. Feel like there's not a need for a lot of what people have, kind of.
Yeah.
And
so, do you have anything else to add to that?
Not really.
Not actually. Really?
I think that's...
All right, cool. Well, I think that'll be the end of this episode with you, Andrew.
All right.
Thanks for coming on to another episode, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
He will be on, hopefully, another episode sooner or later.
Yeah.
All right. Peace.